than previously forecast, saying the United States will need Fed stimulus for some time. I'm Ben Swan with your Truth in Media Moment, sponsored in part by BenSwan.com. Yellen said Monday that the Fed hasn't done enough to combat unemployment, even after holding interest rates near zero for more than 5 years. The Fed's balance sheet is now up to $4.23 trillion with bond purchases. Yellen, speaking at a conference in Chicago, said, quote, "This extraordinary commitment is still needed and will be for some time. And I believe that view is widely shared by my fellow policymakers. The scars from the Great Recession remain, and reaching our goals will take time," end quote. So what are those goals? More on that after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. Is it about left versus right? No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. Understanding the Fed's policies, almost impossible. Fed Chair Janet Yellen claims that real people are behind the statistics of the Fed's policies. In Chicago, she described how one person, Vicky Lira, lost two jobs, endured homelessness, and now serves food samples part-time at a grocery store. But what Fed Chairman Yellen did not explain: how does the endless printing of the dollar and holding interest rates to zero fix that? Yellen never says, only claims that the Fed is committed to spurring the economy and putting 10.5 million people back to work. Is there a plan to do that? Of course not, because the Fed's policies don't and can't do that. The reality is we all know the Fed is a failure, but the good news is more and more Americans are finally beginning to see that. The importance of truth in media go no further than the Federal Reserve, an issue that media continues to ignore and new media continues to expose. For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. And use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances. Yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200. Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret, silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Wednesday, the 28th day of May, year of our Lord, 2014. Welcome to the John Moore Show. I had coffee recently with a friend who's connected to very high levels of the Department of Defense and Homeland Security. My friend did confirm what Paul Martin told me a few days ago, that in fact the Department of Defense is frantically getting ready, preparing for electromagnetic pulse attack on the continental United States. So there's your confirmation. Not that I needed it. It's always good to get it. Do with it as you will. I'm picking up and running with it myself. Prepper tip of the day, tires. I've driven approximately, between my wife and myself, about 1 million miles on Michelin tires the past 25 years. They don't let me down. The difference between the best tires that money could buy and the cheap tires is about 50 bucks a piece. Not that much. Now, if you want to upgrade a little bit, Michelin does offer what we call zero pressure or run flat tires, where you can actually have a hole the size of a quarter in the sidewall, through and through hole, and still drive with that tire for 50 miles. Now, that's going to be some considerable expense on one hand. On the other, if you need that kind of performance, Michelin does offer that also. So that's your prepper tip of the day. When it comes time to change out your tires, go for Michelin. Don't settle for second best. An interesting article at Dave Hodges' website. I encourage you to read. His website, of course, is The Common Sense Show. Title of the article is kind of long. George Soros tells America to take their money out of the banks before it's too late. So check out the article at The Common Sense Show. We do have patiently waiting in the green room my friend Professor James McCanney. Professor McCanney is a credentialed astrophysicist. He has taught mathematics at the university level. He has taught astrophysics at the university level. He's become a prolific writer, authoring a number of books, all of which are excellent, and I encourage you to get them and read them. He's also a radio talk show host with his own show every Thursday evening. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, John. Bright sunny morning here today.
Well, it's overcast here. They're predicting rain every day for the next 10 days, which is more than a bit extraordinary for our south central Missouri the last week of May, first week of June.
I got an interesting email. I reported last week that a listener of mine had some barometric atmospheric pressure measuring equipment and noticed that during that hellacious rain of storms that rolled through the south and through the Midwest last week, or about 2 weeks ago now, that the atmospheric pressure never dropped below 30. And so I got an email from him last night, and he said the storms that just rolled through had barometric pressure of like 27, which is normal for a storm. So he said, the implication, of course, is that those other storms were manipulated, and they can't manipulate them so that they can drive down the low pressure around the cell. They can manipulate the atmosphere to stimulate a storm, but it doesn't affect the lower atmosphere like a real storm. So that was an interesting
it is.
Observation.
What if we had the ability, Jim, what other evidence would we look for that could be evidence of a manipulated storm above and beyond the barometric pressure?
Well, the one thing I did many, many years ago, there was a manipulated storm over the Pacific, and I was able to get a flight that flew right past that manipulated activity, and you could see the ionization trail as the lasers pulse. They don't run steady, they are pulsed, but you could see the ionization trail of the pulsed laser beam. And I actually have it on my website. There's a little page confirmation of laser satellite storm manipulation.
Would that be daylight or nighttime?
That was daylight. In fact,
you could
actually see because it's like an ion trail. It'd be like almost like a chemtrail, a mini chemtrail coming down vertically. You know, a nice beam that would be commensurate with because above a hurricane or a cyclonic storm like that is very clear. And so these little tracers where the laser beam was activating the ionizing the atmosphere and then vaporizing the water that was there, providing an electrical path, because there's a lot of electrical current coming down that small path. So actually visible because of the effect of the laser beam.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing. Well, what else is on your radar, so to speak, today, Jim?
Well, John, I haven't been around the Internet that much, but I have yet to see anybody jump onto this California shooting. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe some people have been. But this kid, supposedly, and I believe it was last Friday, a perfect time, so that it got maximum news coverage over the weekend, supposedly has been planning a shootout where he takes three handguns with him and then also uses his car as a weapon of mass destruction and then targets what he claims are these beautiful kids out on the southwest in California, in Santa Barbara. And but the strange thing is all of the people he killed were not that stereotype. They were just average students. So, he didn't get his target.
Well, the first three he killed with knives, and they were his roommates. Three
well,
young
if
men.
He did that. Yeah, I mean, if he did that, I mean, it's a clear case in my way of seeing it as mind control this kid, a loner, so to speak. They're always a loner. You know, easy to get a like internet connection with them from the handlers, so to speak. Get him into a mind control program where he's developing this, you know, this hatred. They write up this script, send it off to some place, produce all these videos. And, you know, the whole thing is a very big setup. Last night, I saw the father on a news program, and it's a canned news program, and the guy's smiling like he's talking about an afternoon football game.
The father of the shooter?
No, one of the kids that got shot.
One of the children.
And he's like, yeah, and it's all anti-gun. He's going to take on the gun lobby.
All right, hold that thought, Jim. We got a break. Call number is 800-313-9443.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. And use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Wednesday, the 28th of May. When you're carrying concealed, being discreet, of course, is the watchword. And Cover 6 Gear holsters will help you out there. You can buy different colored belt clips for your holster that you would wear attached to your belt, either brown or black. You may want to get several of each. They have a tendency to get lost or damaged. But they're powder-coated, so the color will stay on a long time. Reasonably priced, $5 a piece. And you can be more discreet in your concealed carry if you're wearing a black belt, you use a black belt clip. If you're wearing a brown belt, you wear a brown belt clip on your holster. pretty good deal. And most manufacturers don't offer these options. They simply don't. You what they have is what they have. Take it or leave it. Cover 6 Gear has you covered to make sure that you have the best concealed carry options available that money can buy. At Cover6Gear.com, there's a link for my website, thelibertyman.com. The order line to place your order for holsters, auto belt clips, is area code 913-938-6266. I say again, area code 913-938-6266. We're visiting with Professor James McKinney. His website is linked on my link page at thelibertyman.com. He has a weekly radio show. Jim, tell us about your weekly radio show, how people can listen to it, please.
Yeah, the radio show is every Thursday evening, 6 p.m. Central Time, WWCR, Nashville, Tennessee. It's the summertime frequency is 9.350 megahertz. It also streams online at WWCR.com, and it re-airs from WTWW every Friday night at 10 p.m. Central and 3 a.m. Central Time. And so all that information is on my webpage, jmccsci.com.
And your archives, tell people how they can listen to the archives, please.
Yeah, the shows are archived for free on my webpage. That's jmccsci.com. Just scroll down to the radio show archive and commercial-free hour of my analysis of current events, trying to these days concentrate in spite of all of the insanity in the world today, trying to concentrate on science, because there's a very, very little, if any, real science reporting today. The science reporting is just absolutely pathetic.
Right.
It's just whitewater, homogenized, blended, and just, it's so bad that when you start to understand what's really going on in the world of science, you just realize that the public has really been had in the world of science. And then people start waking up on other fronts.
Right. Well, once you understand you've been lied to in one area, you start to question everything, hopefully, don't you?
Exactly. Some people find me because they did a search on the internet or they were researching some topic, and all of a sudden they realize, they read some write-ups about me, and they think I'm a crazy person. I'm just one of those nutcases on the internet. But then, out of curiosity, they go to my website. So the very first stage is expecting to go to my website thinking this guy's really a nutball. And, of course, then they get there and they start researching, and usually it's one little thing that clicks with them, which they thought, well, I always thought it was this way, but now I see, I can understand for myself that it's not that way, and then, but that opens up the door. So they read a little more, and then they find out another nugget here or there. And then they go, whoa, you know, then the gloves are off. Then, see, they realize they've been had, and they also realize that somebody's putting a tremendous amount of effort out there to try and nullify what my good name, etc. Then they go back and they read these analyses, and it's name calling. It's very low level disinformation, and
right.
So then they realize the level of effort trying to basically snuff out my message and negate my message, and then that I call step two of their education. Now they're armed with a couple of facts that are, first of all, I'm right about what I'm doing, and then it just opens up the doors. And then from there, it's a huge exploration from there on. And it takes a lot of time. It's not a Vic Penn throwaway, 5-minute thing. Is something that people have to spend some serious time on.
Well, Gemma, it brings up something that you and I are both aware of. If your enemies cannot attack the facts that you present because they're not attackable, then they go to a personal attack, attacking the messenger, since the message itself is unassailable.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and that's what's going on, and it's such a low level, but that's the only thing they can depend on, because it may have also disinformation, little wannabes out there just like they have their little shooters out there. I was talking at the beginning of the show. They have their little science, so-called science pawns out there who are trying to talk about everything from climate X to weather manipulation, whatever it is. Then the government disinfo people are behind them to distort the story. You know, so they get you in there thinking, oh, this guy really knows what he's doing. And then it turns 90 degrees and it drags you off course. So there's a tremendous amount of misinformation on the Internet today. Lots of little wannabes running around, jumping up and down, pretending they're something they're not. But like I tell people, the way you identify those people is simply look at their background. Look at their track record of publication, of being someplace, of doing something, and they don't have any. It's all. Oh, I did 30 years of research. Yeah, in grandma's basement.
Right.
You know,
right.
They don't have anything. They don't have any record. They don't have any degrees. So that they're easy to identify. And then the other second thing you look for is the unidentifiable area of support. Where are these people getting support from? Because they have a beautifully organized web page that's updated daily, that has pictures that come from NASA daily, from all various portions of NASA, and all perfectly formatted and with a little explanation. You know, you're talking serious amounts of NASA support in these groups that are supposedly oppose NASA. So you can see it's very clear in any misinformation campaign, whether it's Osama bin Laden or whether it's other world politics or whether it's science or misinformation science, they want to control both sides of the equation. And therefore they can control the argument. They control what gets argued. Just like our two-party political system, the political issues are defined and you never get to talk about the real issues. So this Republican Democrat dog and pony show is just that, you know, and it's the same way in science. They control the nutcase Planet X people and then the good guy NASA white hats, and neither scenario is true. So
right.
People are out there reading about this supposed conflict that is going on between ideologies and people, and it doesn't ever attack the real issue. And so what I try and do on my radio show, in my books, etc., is show people how they can see through all of this and then show them what really is going on. And it's a very hard animal to attack once people really understand. So the only thing they can do is hope to fend people off by just this name calling type of tactic.
Well, it's an uphill battle, Jim, and you and I have been dealing with this now for years. And when we come back from the break, we'll get into your further thoughts about what's going on. The call number is 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. EscapeHarassment.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, SupernaturalSilver.com, and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off of your entire order, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendovite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendovite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendovite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendovite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendovite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Get the hardest hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF P.O. Box 385 Silver Hill, Alabama 36576.
John Moore is as close as your telephone. Call him right now. 1-800-313-9443.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Wednesday, the 28th of May. Freeze-Dry Guy continues to have long-range patrol rations on sale. He's got them now. However, when they're gone, they're gone. He bought the entire manufacturer's overrun. He's personally acquainted with these folks, of course. He's been in this business for more than 40 years. The manufacturer says, well, there's severe cutbacks in the military size. There may be 3 to 5 years before any more long-range patrol ration overruns are available for sale. So what Freeze-Dry got is what he's got. When they're gone, they're gone. Spaghetti with meat, chili mac with beef, turkey tetrazzini, scrambled eggs, western eggs with ham. Check it out. Check it out at freezedryguy.com. You can get all the nutritional facts, the price per case shipping included to the lower 48, as we say, at freezedryguy.com. Toll-free auto line, Pacific Business Hours, 866-404-3663. I say again, 866-404-3663. We're visiting with Professor James McCanny. His website is linked to my links page at thelibertyman.com. The short version of his website, using the phonetic alphabet, Juno Mike, Charlie, Charlie, Sierra, Charlie, India.com. Jim, what else are you paying attention to these days?
John, I just want to recap what I was talking about at the beginning of the show, this Los Angeles kid shooter.
Yes.
Is the classic setup story. You know, they targeted this over the weekend, And then there's vast scenes of students having, you know, crying and their friends that were shot and killed. And you know, for maximum effect, and then one of the dads of the kids that got shot comes out and he's screaming, no more insanity, no more guns. You know, it's called acceptable losses. It's the way they try and get the bleeding hearts into. And, of course, it's a terrible tragedy, but you have to understand the people that are perpetrating this, their goal is to disarm this country
right,
so that they can take it over.
Exactly.
So, you know, put this into perspective, and who's the real cause? Some nut kid? Or how did this nut kid become, you know, get there? Who picked up his computer after all this happened? There's no investigation. There's no coordinating this with other shooting events that have been going around the country.
Right.
So that's the real investigation that never happens.
Exactly.
So the crying father, by the way, that I was mentioning too, I saw this guy on the news, the father of one of the kids that got shot, and he's waiting for his interview, and he's standing there kind of smiling like he's waiting to talk about the local football game. And then he starts talking, and he's smiling.
That close in time to his child dying, I would not expect the man to be smiling. Maybe 6 months or a year later, but not 48 hours.
Yeah, and then one of the scenes, he's screaming, no more, not stop the insanity, and it's way overdone. It's way overacted. So, this whole thing looks like a big acting setup, and, you know, that's all I can tell you. I don't want to dwell on that too much.
Before we move on, I haven't seen it yet, but the common denominator between these shootings has almost always been a prescription psychotropic drug being used by the shooter. We don't know if that's the case here yet or not, but that has been the only common linkage that I'm aware of.
Well, the other thing is they always end up shooting themselves in the end. And so there's no evidence. There's no person. The computers are confiscated. You know, the people, the communication that got this kid hooked in the first place and into some mind control program, none of that information is investigated or available.
No, it's all kept under lock and key. Well, let's move on from there, Jim. What else is going on that you're paying attention to?
Something interesting happened this week. A listener wrote in, and it was very unassuming. He gave me four things to look at related to weather and other things, and there was the very last one related to an article that appeared by a staff writer woman, one of these science staff writers who really doesn't know much, just enough to be able to repeat what they're told. But the article claimed that some guy in England had discovered that there was a relationship between solar wind and lightning. Now, this is something I've been talking about for 30 years in my publications.
Right.
And, you know, this is what I talk about
right
constantly. Okay, so this guy claims he discovered a relationship, but they don't know how it happens. They've just discovered, like, an empirical correlation in data between solar activity and lightning. And it's like, gee, isn't that interesting? And this is just in his little corner of the world. So anyway, I write back to the listener. I said, why don't you put in a blog note? And at the time, there was only one blog note in there. It was a spam blog note for sale of weight loss pills. And it was like a direct link to this other webpage for weight loss pills. Now, mind you, this is at the end of a science article on a science webpage. Clearly spam. And so anyway, he writes in there, by the way, there's a professor that's been studying this for decades, and then he links my webpage. That remained up. This is on Memorial Day, and it remained up for a total of 9 hours before it was deleted. And we were, like, looking at this going, well, wait a minute. They went in to delete the reference to me, and somebody had to physically do this. And the way this is done is there are automated search engines out there. Clearly, my name is on the blacklist, and if anything positive about me shows up, it's going to be deleted. But someone has to physically go into that web page and delete it. This is on Memorial Day.
Right.
So just want to, that the censors never sleep.
Obviously not.
But it's just this listener, and there again, this kid got an education. He just received a major league education. He's, the only thing he could say is, wow, I can't believe it. And so he personally experienced the effort that goes into trying to keep anything good about me out on the Internet.
Obviously, obviously. Well, that's a fascinating story, Jim. People are always asking me telephone calls and emails for any updates on Planet X, and you and I haven't talked about the 10th planet for quite a while, and of course you frequently say there's many, many Planet X's. That's kind of a generic term in astrophysics, isn't it?
Exactly, yeah. Planet X is any major object that has not been named yet. And so back in the ancient days, the Venus, the comet, would have been Planet X. The other thing I always say is it's not going to look like a big orange ball up in the sky, and there's not just one of them. So the whole idea of one of them is that they keep predicting a date. They have all the little disinformation people out there. Oh, May 15th, 2003. Right. It was supposed to crash into Earth, and everybody was supposed to die, and then it doesn't come. And if you've driven the concept that there's only one Planet X, then you can say, oh, well, it didn't come, and therefore there isn't it. You know, there's all of these little mind games they play. NASA's own study discovered that there were more Planet X rogue planets in the galaxy than there were stars. In other words, there were up to 50 times as many of these rogue planets floating around outside of solar systems like our own than existed in solar systems. And so what is the probability of one of these coming in? And, of course, the issue here is that they will look like a big comet. They're not going to look like a big orange ball up in the sky. So that's why they have to maintain this facade of dirty snowball, little dirty snowball, 10 feet across. And we see these things coming into the sun. We have literally seen the nucleus on some of these, like Comet Lovejoy, when it came around the sun, it had stripped the nucleus of its atmosphere, of its coma, and we could literally see it. People in New York City saw it in the daylight sky before sunrise. So, you know, in a hazy, foggy city, you could see the nucleus bigger than the planet Mercury, yet they say it's 10 feet across. You know, so the amount, like I say, science reporting is so absolutely pathetic that when people realize what's going on, or just like the guy that has been measuring barometric pressure under manipulated storm systems, that it doesn't change. You know, the people are waking up, and one by one, they're starting, you know, things are starting to dawn on them. The level of activity that's going on there, to number one, the tier one level of science, which we never see, the Monsanto, the chemtrails, the weather manipulation, on and on, and then the reporting that's actually given to the public, which is just the watered-down, homogenized, blended version with what I call science readers or meteorologists who don't know anything about meteorology. They've just been taught how to read a little monitor, kind of like right. Obama.
Right. Fascinating stuff. We have a last break coming up. We got time for maybe one call at 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, SupernaturalSilver.com, and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off of your entire order. and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
Up in the morning and out of the rain.
Up in the morning and out of the rain.
Waking up my morning attack.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Wednesday, the 28th of May. My website is thelibertyman.com. Thelibertyman.com. You'll find interesting free downloads there. The Art of War by General Sun Tzu, a book older than the Bible, read in every military academy worldwide. The Power of Your Subconscious Mind by Dr. Joseph Murphy, a book that can literally change your life. Also, you'll find the energy cleaner for sale. $285 shipping included. I use mine every night. I might be out around a ranch here using a chainsaw, cutting down brush, moving rock and dirt with the tractor, climbing up and down radio towers. Go to bed with minor aches and pains. Wake up after a great night's sleep, pain-free, with more physical energy, more mental energy, ready to go. The Energy Cleaner, $285 shipping included to American zip codes. Toll-free auto line, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. We're visiting with Professor James McKinney. His website's linked on my links page. And, Jim, we've got a couple of calls here. Let's see if we can get to them. First, we go to Ed in Kentucky. Good morning, Ed.
Morning, Mr. Miller. How you doing? Professor, how you doing? Love your show. I ran into a situation the other morning. It's around maybe 3:30. And I looked out my balcony door. And I live on the second floor, and I was just looking up the street. And I just looked up in the sky, and it was overcast in a way, but there was a hole in the clouds big enough to where I seen this big It was like, how can I describe it? A whitey's orange is what I could call it. It's all I could, it was real bright. It wasn't no star because it sat in one position for too long. And I'm looking at stars, I'm looking at this, and this thing is just sitting there, just bright as hell. I mean, if you were a sniper, you couldn't have missed it. And it's, and I'm like, what the hell is that? And I look, you know, I called a friend of mine, you know, he's in the Zodiac, and he says, Ed, he goes, you're starting to see more planets. He says, planets are showing up. He says, what you saw, he goes, you probably saw a glimpse of a planet that's near our solar system. He says, if it was that bright, he goes, the only bright star we have that's visible is the North Star, and that never moves.
Well, now, wait, is this like in the middle of broad daylight?
No, this is about 3:30 in the morning.
Oh, okay.
And I mean, it was like Mars, it was overcast, and there was no stars, Mars, and all of a sudden I just see this bright thing. I'm like, what the hell are you?
Mars is pretty visible right now, and it looks very orangish. It's probably what you saw was Mars with a bit of haze. It looks a bit bigger, and it would say with a little cloud activity, something like that. And especially relative when there's something around, like say a full moon, or if the full moon is coming up, it always looks bigger because it's near something. So that's an optical illusion that it's bigger.
Let me see. Because like I said, it's about 3:30 in the morning and it was overcast, and I may be seeing one or two faded stars through the this thing is just peeking out. Like I said, if you were a sniper, you didn't even need your scope. And it's just sitting there saying, hi, I'm not moving. It was just like an orangish white, because I could see the tint orange around it. But it was so bright, it was like a friend of mine said, a white orange.
Yeah. All right.
And I'm like, wow, it was, he goes, that was a planet.
All right.
He goes, between the solstices, he goes, you see more planets. He goes, and people don't know that. Hey,
okay.
Mr. Moore, can I leave you my name and number? I need to talk to you, sir.
Well, leave it with my engineer, and I'll get it. Thank you for your call, Ed. We appreciate it. And next we go to Walter in North Carolina. Good morning, Walter.
Good morning, John.
Go ahead.
Okay. I had a question for Professor McCanny. I've been a long-time listener, and I was really interested in hearing his anecdote about the barometric pressure chain. And I've unsuccessfully been trying to find a barometer. Good luck on that one. Good luck on finding a store clerk who knows what a barometer is. I was wondering, sir, is there a home-built way you can measure incoming electrical current through your surface? Is that something doable as a home project?
It depends on, there's all kinds of electromagnetic radiation. So it's certainly, there's all types of things like that. But like an EMP is going to, take out the electrical system.
Oh, yeah. I don't know when an EMP is happening. I'm just wondering about, storm activity and things like that from the current coming in from the ionosphere.
It's really difficult because what happens is the atmosphere was going to shield a lot of it. It's absorbed very locally.
I see.
And so, like, lightning is, probably the strongest exhibition of energy that we have. And, you'll pick that up miles away, static on a radio.
Sure.
I'm not sure. It's not something I do myself as far as I know quite a bit about electronics, but as far as, you have to identify what you're trying to measure, and there are certainly detectors, radio antennas that'll pick up and frequency, the narrowband filters that you need to detect a certain given frequency, et cetera. That's all out there. Okay.
I'm just not familiar with that. I appreciate you, what you're doing, sir. I really like your books, the ones I've managed to make myself read. I'm really bad on time management, but thank you very much for all you're doing, sir.
Thanks for the call, Walter. We appreciate it. Jim, any idea what your show tomorrow evening is going to be about?
Well, recently I've been concentrating on climate. In other words, dealing with the real science, what causes climate. So I'm going to continue with that. And relating, and it's always, you can always find things in the press. For example, recently it came out that the ice pack set a record this year in Antarctica. You know, a couple of years ago, Al Gore was running around saying the Antarctic ice pack is collapsing and it's a sign of global warming. Right. Well, right now they sent a woman down there, an announcer, and she went with a naval U.S. Coast Guard icebreaker, and they got stuck in places where you normally wouldn't get stuck because the ice is so dense and so thick this year. And her goal was to try and promote global warming.
So, surprise, surprise, right?
Yeah. It was like when Al Gore was supposed to go to Congress to testify for global warming, and there was such a horrific snowstorm, he couldn't get to Congress that day in Washington, D.C.
That's funny. Well, they're changing their mantra. Now they're calling it climate change, aren't they?
Yeah. So that'll cover no matter what happens. The reality is that climate in short, what you call short-term weather patterns, or maybe long-term weather patterns if you think of weather as 2 or 3 days, but our weather is controlled by two factors from the sun. One is the visible light that actually makes it all the way down to the base of the atmosphere. But the biggest factor is electrical activity, and nobody will talk about that. Because right. if it were made public that electricity controls our weather, then people would say, well, can't we grab a hold of some of that to run our industrial energy.
Well, and that's the real issue there is our atmosphere is full of electricity 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, free and ready to be used.
Yeah, exactly. And so they can't even get near that topic. That's why the Rothschilds own the weather channel, weather.com, spaceweather.com. And that's why all the announcements are just advocating that view, that very static, unchanging view of the solar system, which prevents people from understanding the real cause of weather and breaking out into that issue that there's all this energy. Look at the energy that caused the hurricane or tornado systems. If we could harness that, which we could, and use that on a daily basis, which we can, look at all the effort they go into slamming Tesla. If you read Tesla's inventions, it's incredible. But they slam him as some kind
of
idiot.
We are out of time, sir. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you, John.
All right. That's it for the day. Y'all be safe out there. Get your medical supplies, your energy cleaner now while you can. Your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Have a fun, safe, productive day. And God bless America.